The water in the depths below shone as if the moon were hiding there from morning. Like the well outside Merlin's cottage, thought Mo, as he cooled his face with the clear water and cleaned the cut that a soldier had given him on his forearm. All we need now is for Archimedes to fly up on my shoulder while Wart comes stumbling out of the wood. What are you smiling at? The Black Prince leaned on the edge of the well beside Mo while his bear lumbered around, snuffling on ground that was wet with dew. A story I once read. Mo put the bucket of water down for the bear. I'll tell it to you sometime. It's a good story, even though it has a sad ending. But the prince shook his head and passed his hand over his tired face. If it ends sadly, I don't want to hear it. Gecko wasn't the only man who had been guarding the sleeping farm. Mo smiled when Batista stepped out of the tumble-down barn. Batista had no great opinion of fighting, but Mo liked him and the strong man best of all the robbers, and he found it easier to go out at night if one of them was watching over Risa and Meggie. Batista still did his clown act at fairs, even when his audience had hardly a penny to spare. "We don't want them forgetting how to laugh altogether," he said, when Snapper mocked him for it. He liked to hide his pockmarked face behind the masks he made for himself. Laughing masks, weeping masks, whatever he felt like at the time. But when he joined Mo at the well, he handed him not a mask, but a bundle of black clothes. "A very good morning to you, Blue Jay," he said, with the same deep bow that he made to his audience. "Sorry I took rather a long time with your order, but I ran out of thread. Like everything else, it's hard to get in Umbra. But luckily, Gecko here," he added, bowing in the man's direction, "sent one of his black-feathered friends off to steal me a few reels from one of the market traders. Thanks to our new governor, they're still rich." "Black clothes?" the prince looked inquiringly at Mo. "What for?"
"A bookbinder's garments. Binding books is still my trade, or have you forgotten? What's more, black is good camouflage by night." "As for this," said Mo, stripping off his blood-stained shirt, "I'd better dye it black too, or I can't very well wear it again."
The prince looked at him thoughtfully. "I'll say it again, even though you don't want to listen. Lie low here for a few days. Forget the outside world, just as the world has forgotten this farm." The anxiety in his dark face touched Mo, and for a moment he was almost tempted to give the bundle back to Batista. But only almost. When the prince had gone, Mo hid the shirt and his blood-stained trousers in the former bakehouse, now converted into his workshop, and put on the black clothes. They fit perfectly, and he was wearing them as he slipped back into the house just as the morning made its way in through the unglazed windows. Meggie and Risa were still asleep. A fairy had lost her way in the gloom of Meggie's room. Mo lured her to his hand with a few quiet words.
"Will you look at that?" Snapper always used to say. "Even the damn fairies love his voice. Looks like I'm the only person not to fall under its spell."
Mo carried the fairy over to the window and let her flutter out. He pulled Meggie's blanket up over her shoulders, the way he used to on all those nights when he and she had only each other, and he glanced at her face. How young she still looked when she was asleep. Awake, she seemed so much more grown up. She whispered a name in her sleep. "Farid, was it when you fell in love for the first time that you grew up?"
"Where have you been?"
Mo spun around. Risa was standing in the open doorway, rubbing sleep from her eyes.
"Watching the fairies' morning dance. The nights are getting colder now. Soon they'll hardly leave their nests at all."
It wasn't exactly a lie, and the sleeves of the black tunic were long enough to hide the cut on his forearm.
"Come with me, or we'll wake this big daughter of ours."
He drew her with him into the bedroom where they slept. "What kind of clothes are those?"
"A bookbinder's outfit. Batista made it for me, black as ink. Suitable, don't you think? I've asked him to make you and Meggie something too. You'll be needing another dress soon."
He put his hand on her belly. You couldn't see it yet. A new child, brought with them from the old world. although they had found out only in this one. It was barely a week since Risa had told him. "Which would you like?" she'd asked. "A daughter or a son?"
"Can I choose?"
he had replied, trying to imagine what it would be like to hold tiny fingers in his hand again, so tiny that they could scarcely grasp his thumb. It was just the right time, before Meggie was so grown up that he could hardly call her a child at all. "The sickness is getting worse. I'll ride over to see Roxanne later. She's sure to know what to do for it."
"Yes, she's sure to know." Mo took her in his arms. Peaceful days. Nights of blood.